This is the Don and Mike Show. Would you like to participate in a Don and Mike Show contest? Well, then how about this? You or a member of your household can only win once for 60 days. You must comply with any age limitations and restrictions for each contest. For complete contest rules, send a self-addressed stamped envelope to the Don and Mike Show, 10800 Main Street, Fairfax, Virginia, 22030. Isn't that something? Thank you, and God bless.
Hi. Welcome to our show.
Hi there.
Me.
Hi there. Something special to start today. Go ahead, kids.
Hi, this is Barry Williams. I'm Greg on Paramount Television's The Brady Bunch.
Hi.
All six of us Brady kids.
Maureen McCormick.
Christopher Knight.
Eve Plum.
Mike Lucanland.
Susan Olson.
And me, Barry Williams, have put it all together. We're now the Brady Bunch singing group. We got a sound we hope you'll like. And we're making our debut on the Do-Re-Mi episode of The Brady Bunch, which airs Friday, January 14th over ABC TV.
Right.
We're sending you the special advance copy, and we hope you'll enjoy it. Ready, gang?
What's up for America? What's up today? What's up for America? For it gets too late. What's up?
Little Sidney Brady.
I never would have expected this. From the Bradys. I did.
White power! White power!
No surprise to you.
Thanks so much for your time. Remember our time, Friday, January 14th. The Brady Bunch. See ya.
For America, what's up today? What's up for America? For it gets too late. White power!
The little tag really makes it.
I don't hear Cindy.
Yeah. White power!
Thanks so much for your time. Remember our time, Friday, January 14th, The Brady Bunch.
Wow.
See ya.
Oh, they're bye cute.
Bye. I'm Chris Hansen with Dateline NBC.
You get out of here.
The Don and Mike Show.
The shape head.
Hello.
How the heck are you?
Hello.
What'd you think of that?
What was that?
Louder, please.
Well, that was a disaster.
Oh, my.
How are you, Regis?
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
All weekend.
Damn right.
That's right, Regis. It's in there. Lincoln.
Dinner time. The perfect break between work and drunk.
Right.
What glorious goo. Cut the jibber-jabber.
I'll make it feel really good for you, hon.
How about a phone number there, friends? While you're making love, your old lady is like the guy who's making love to your old lady there.
Let's call that hotline today.
You can call Don and Mike anytime from anywhere in America. 877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
That's right. Boy. This land has a name today and is marked on maps. But the names and the marks and the land all had to be won. Won from nature and from primitive man. 5 generations ago, a mere 125 years back,
yes.
This land was known only as the West.
Spencer Tracy.
Known only to a handful of white men. Lonely trappers wandering its vastness in search of beaver.
I think he misremembers.
That's a long way to go.
Sure was.
That was funny.
You think so?
You're awful funny, aren't you?
What do you think, Jackson?
Vagina! Right, well, just introduce us, please.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, he.
Johnny Taylor.
Well, hi, everybody.
Welcome back.
Welcome back to the show.
Put his face in the guy's crutch and snarl slightly.
What do you call that?
Regis.
That's what you call anal, isn't he, man?
Regis.
Damn right.
I guess the word is anal.
You seem to be obsessed, Regis.
That was funny.
I like rape.
I'm responsible for Ada Lincoln.
Oh my God.
Okay, knock it off.
I carry a gun everywhere I go.
Wow. Hey, Don and Mike Show, how the heck are you? Anyway, Monday.
Yeah.
And here we are, 877-365-3636.
Yay!
Hope you had a nice, prosperous weekend. I had a weekend that involved Jan's cousin. I'll just start right there.
Brain? You mean the brain guy?
Cousin Brain,
the guy that's trouble?
Still.
Yep. Big trouble, that one.
Didn't grace my door. Mm-hmm. Actually, in chronological order, we didn't hear from him until yesterday mid-morning. When he called and told his cousin Janet that, once again, work has him coming through the D.C. area.
All right.
And he would like to stop by to either take us out to dinner or give us $75.
Well, I thought he gave you the big kiss. I thought this was over, like, done.
So did I, my friend.
He might be ill.
So did I. This is between
Janet
and her cousin, so... Yesterday morning, she announces she just got off the phone with the guy, and I'm like, ugh, okay. I said, whatever. I'm going to go out and get my car washed when he's supposed to be here. Mm-hmm. So I left for an hour, hour and a half, went out, ran errands, come back home.
Good.
She says, he hasn't been here.
Oh, you mean he was supposed to actually come by?
Yeah, he's coming through. He's going to be stationed in the D.C. area again this week for work.
Right.
So he calls her to say, as he drives from, you know, New Jersey, wherever it is,
right,
to come to where he's got to be, he wants to swing by to just resolve this thing once and for all.
Sure.
And she then lays this on me. And I said, well, fine. I'll go get the car washed. I leave. I run my errands. And I come back. She says, well, I've not heard from him yet.
Still not there.
And it got to be 7 o'clock. He said he'd be there at 5.
Okay.
So it got to be 7 o'clock, and the phone rang, and I saw the out-of-state caller ID.
Yeah.
I jump on that baby. Mm-hmm. I'm like, hello, Cousin Brain. And he said, I got a very late start. I'm probably not going to be passing through your particular neck of the woods until maybe 9:30 or 10.
Uh-huh.
And I said, not a good idea. Can we please let this go?
Yeah.
I'm fine with it. I don't know what it is between you and your cousin and you and your family, but let's let it go, please. And he said, can I at least speak to my cousin for a minute? I will not impose on your privacy. Mm-hmm. May I speak to my cousin?
Right.
Was he still thinking he was going to drop by at 9:30 or 10?
Yeah. Right. That's what he's calling to say that he got a late start.
Wow.
So I said no, and then he says, can I? And he says, I don't want to intrude on your privacy. You've made your position pretty clear.
Time to get a hotel room.
You speak to my cousin.
Yeah, we'd love to have you come over.
I don't think he was saying that he wanted even to spend the night. He just wanted to come by.
Well, it's still 9:30 or 10 o'clock. He's way out of line.
Tell me about it.
That was the first
So I give her the telephone, and this is the problem, I guess, with families, that instead of just telling her to pound sand, I hear her just going, uh-huh. Well, no. Well, it's late. And I hear her say, well, you know, with the time change. Mm-hmm. And everything. And she's looking at me like, I'm trying to think of anything I possibly can. And then she says, well, yes. And I'm looking at her and she's looking at me. When she says yes, I look at her like, what are you doing? And she gives me the look, don't worry. She said,
it's all taken care of.
She said, okay. Yes.
Don't worry. All taken care of.
All right. Look forward to it. Okay. See you then.
Uh-huh.
Bye-bye. I said, what was that? And she said, I'm going to lunch with him tomorrow.
Ah.
Which would be today.
Yes, which would be right exactly now.
Right now.
That is scary. That is a little bit scary because, you know, that's like right now.
But
while we're talking about him.
But don't you think a 9:30 drop in, which he was angling for possibly happening,
or 10,
was the first step into being asked to stay for the night?
You know, I don't think so because we've talked so much about this guy.
Either that or actually he didn't want to come by. He wanted to do lunch today.
Ah.
I don't believe this guy does anything he doesn't want to do.
Well,
I believe he manipulates people.
Anyway, she's out with him. She's out with him right now.
Well, does she have mace? Does she have pepper spray? Does she have a whistle?
No, she's loaded with a handbag full of good wishes and good tidings and potpourri. And, you know, she'll sit there and just sit through the crap. And about crap. I'm always
a fine band in its day.
Hey, how you doing, Mike O'Mara and crap?
Mike O'Mara.
In its day, fine group of musicians.
I am normally not good meeting new people. You know, I'm kind of a creature of habit, but I've been slowly, you know, assimilating myself into the world that Janet has, the people that she knew from her job, et cetera. So we went out with this one couple on Saturday night, John and Joanne, and I will tell you, at first things were a little uptight because it's the way that I am. It's like I was sitting there with these people, and they knew Janet before. Mm-hmm. I knew her, and they were making all the very complimentary things, saying she used to be so wrapped, so tight. She used to be so wound up in her work all the time. You couldn't pull her away from the BlackBerry, blah, 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 blah. And I was just kind of zoning in and zoning out when the guy, John, turns to me and says, I got a question for you. I say, yes, this is just he and I, because the women are on the other side of the table and he and I are sitting next to each other. Right. And he says, I recently have had flat stools. I went on WebMD and I don't know if it's a sign of something of my diet. What do you think about that?
This is at dinner?
This is while we were having the bread over the first drink.
Flat stools.
Uh-huh. And I said, I looked at him, and suddenly there was like, I went, oh, there's
a bond.
There's a chance here. I said,
so you're telling me there's a chance.
Now, meanwhile, on the other side, they're just, and I said, you got to explain to me, what's a flat stool? And he said, God, do I have to draw you a picture? And I said, it would be helpful. He said, I'll just tell you this, very ribbon-like.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay.
Coming out flat and ribbony.
Right.
And I said, really? Flat stools. How about that? What did WebMD?
Ribbony is actually a description that they use in medical terminology.
Ah. I said, what did WebMD say?
Yeah.
And he said, well, it said it could be colon cancer. I said, well, WebMD will say that if you click on enough links that just about anything is colon cancer. And at this point, the guy that's bringing the drinks over comes back over, and he's waiting. Mike, you want a joint? You know how this goes. That
Thanks. Look around cafe.
The guy's standing there, and he's waiting to see if we want to order or not. Now, the two women are both blah, 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 blah. Turns out he and I are both blah, 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 blah.
Right.
But he sticks his nose in our business and says, are you guys ready to order? And it's right as this guy, John, is saying, no, you got to understand.
Well, so he's not wrong for saying that. The waiter's not wrong for saying, are you ready to order? Then you said, just give us a minute. And then he goes away.
No, no fault.
That's okay what he said.
No fault on the waiter here. Right. No foul on the waiter. He just stuck his head in, as it turns out for him, at a very awkward moment. Because
you're talking about ribbony stools.
In a very loud restaurant, he leaned his head and he said, gentlemen. And right at that moment was right as this guy, John, was saying, no, flat stool, think of a Twizzler, but a three-dimensional Twizzler. A Twizzler that maybe has been flattened out,
ironed.
That's got almost looks like one of those things with DNA strains. Where and the guy was standing there for a second, just listening to the conversation.
Fascinated, the waiter,
yep, sure, the busboy, whatever his name was. And anyway, Janet looked up and she said, "Everything."
What an icebreaker, though. Huh?
Everything okay over there? I said, "Are you kidding?"
What an immediate icebreaker. I mean, not only is he giving of himself, but you know, what a way to say. Did he have some intel on you that you might like that discussion?
No. This was like a match made in heaven because he
said, "If you're going to talk to Don, talk about stools."
No, this I'm telling you, this was absolutely
out of the blue,
unpremeditated. This was just off the fly because she says at one point, and the wife says to him, What are you two talking about? Are you talking about sports? What is it? And he said, no, I'm talking about my flat stools. And she says, oh, my God. She says this real loud. She says, everybody knows about John's flat stool.
How they do now. She says, that almost sounds like a song lyric. Everybody knows about John's flat stools.
She says real loud, Janet, do you know about John's flat stools?
Right.
And Janet just about spits out half of her drink and says, no, I don't.
Well, my God, how long has he had these flat stools? He ought to get them checked.
Yeah. Just recently, Mike. Just very recently.
Now, it's a sign of some sort of blockage.
Not good.
Anyway, that means there's something going on. I happen to know what that is all about because I've had not ribbon-like stools, but I've had, you know, concerns in that area. And what it is you have to be aware of the fact that something is making it come out. Mm-hmm. Well, you know what I can equate it with? You're familiar from when you were a kid with the Play-Doh Fun Factory?
Exactly.
Sure.
And you could make stars, shapes. You could make moons, you could make circles.
Yes.
That's exactly the same way it works. If there's something down there that's in the way, instead of the perfectly formed no more odor than a hot biscuit, you're going to make ribbon-like things.
Anyway, pretty good time with them. I told Janet, let's put them on the list.
Sure.
And things seemed to be going swimmingly until yesterday with the call from the Cuz. But then she's handling that. The only other thing that I had that I wanted to mention to you was I wish that everything in this country was made by the company Braun, the company that makes the
razors,
toothbrushes.
Stuff. Yeah.
I'll tell you why.
I have a Braun toothbrush and a Braun electric razor.
As do I.
I didn't know we had that. You do electric now?
Yeah, I've had it for a long time.
Oh, good.
It for a long time. It's just, you know, not a lot of hair there, Beef.
Right,
so,
right.
So not a lot of need to but trim.
But great
all the
for
time.
Trimming on the top and the bottom and all
sure
that. And around the buttocks. Around your buttocks. That's a very good idea to have that.
You're talking about Ava?
Yeah.
What?
Great stuff.
Ava Braun.
Ava makes great stuff.
Ava Braun. Oh, yes, of course.
I have their coffee maker.
We'll get to it.
I was making a shave the buttocks joke, but don't let me. You might as well shoehorn your Ava Braun in there.
That's all right. We'll get to you in a moment, Wikipedia.
What makes a Nazi?
Yeah.
How does he get that way?
Somebody fix Rob's Wikipedia page.
Very good.
Anywho. God damn it. What were we just talking about?
The Braun.
Braun. Thank you.
Great brand.
Thank you, Rob, because now I'm looking at this page.
Tough to get by that picture, isn't
Rob
it?
Rob Spiewak.
I was younger then.
Robert Adolf von Spiewak.
Wikipedia listing.
Born March 8, 1971, is the third man on the Nazi syndicated, nationally, N-A-Z-I-O-N-A-L-L-Y, syndicated right. White supremacist radio.
Oh, no. My God.
The Final Solution with Don and Mike.
Oh, my God.
Having been an intern, camp guard, torturer, and all-time fun-loving Nazi bastard, Spiewak is married and frequently beats his wife, Carrie, because she does not listen. He also beats her because he likes to. He has two children. Herman and Hindenburg, who Spiewak dresses as little KKK members for Halloween.
Wow.
He has a pet Beyond Frise named Auschwitz.
Jesus.
Spiewak was arrested in 2007 for sexual assault charges, infamous throughout Northern Virginia as the Fairfax Pastry Sodomist.
Pastry?
Yeah, pastry. Sodomist. He received a 6-month suspended sentence for his part in the statutory rape of a Bavarian cream donut.
Good God.
Yeah. So there's your Wikipedia.
That's the credible website known as Wikipedia.
Right. Uh-huh. Almost none of that is true, Robbie.
A lot of that is lies.
A lot of it's just complete fabrication, yeah. Right?
It is. Someone got themselves.
They take something that's based in truth.
An exaggeration.
And then they just totally exaggerate.
They got a snootful and they went on Wikipedia this weekend and they write
good
all that.
God.
What is up with people?
Yeah.
People are crazy that way.
They get these ideas.
There you go, Adolf. Okay, so Braun.
Yes, good brand.
Last thing here, mate, except Rob said Ava Braun. Here we go. I guess it's been maybe 5 years. I've had this one particular Braun electric toothbrush, the rechargeable kind.
Right.
Never have to change battery, plug it in. And I've changed the heads. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the heads, man.
Yeah, man.
You know, as required.
Yeah, you can go in the drugstore and pop them on. They're really easy.
But what's happened recently is that the thing has been going... So we went to Costco, we bought a new one. We plug it in, we take the old one out of the wall, and by itself, the actual toothbrush part will not stop. It just is going. Now we take the head off, take the brush head off, and it's like walking around with a dangerous weapon.
Get that little metal thing.
Right, because the thing is just going. And we are sitting there. I put it on the floor in the bathroom
waiting
last night, and we waited for 5 minutes. And this thing was moving around the room; it was operating with such force.
Yeah.
I said,
had a good charge.
I said, it's about 7 o'clock. Let's just leave it until before we go to bed.
See what happens.
About an hour later, we hear from upstairs, Oscar the bulldog, crazy out of his mind. Now, before the passing of my cat Furball,
right.
This would have meant that he was chasing the cat. But we hear from upstairs the Well, he's in the bathroom and he's chasing it as it's sliding across the linoleum Tom Brokaw
linoleum floor.
Right. And it's moving on its own.
Yeah.
And it's just going 1,000 rotations a second. So shut the door, bring the dog downstairs.
Did you ever contemplate destroying it?
Let's fast forward to 9 p.m.
Okay.
Go back upstairs, janitor and I, dog's downstairs. Thing's still running. Ooh. Not as fast, but it's still. And now, keeping in mind, I'm going to be putting this house on the market relatively soon because I'm retiring. So I pick this thing up and I say, the only way to silence this is to smash it.
Yeah,
and she says,
yeah, that's what I would have thought.
She says, don't smash it against the tile. Like, you're going to ruin the tile.
Right. She's right about that.
And I go over by the sink and she says, well, for God's sakes, don't break it by the sink. And I said, where can I go?
I can see you bull in the china shop just waiting to smash it.
Where can I go to smash this? And I said, how about against the toilet? She's like, no, there's nowhere in the bathroom you can smash it. I said, I was so frustrated. I said, fine. You want it that way? You got it that way, baby. I picked the thing up. I walked to the other side of the bedroom, opened up the window, opened up the screen.
And the thing.
All the way down past the deck on the back on the cement part. Mm-hmm. I chucked that baby. And I said, good night. Adieu. And she's like, I cannot believe what a retard you are. And I said, well, now I get my just desserts. Come down and join me in this moment of utter just domination. Man over machine, baby. We go downstairs. I swear to Christ, the thing is broken out of its shell. All that you have is like the little, looks like a 9-volt battery that was inside this thing, and it's uh-huh. corroded as hell. And you can see the actual regular battery that's been inside this thing.
Right.
And the wires are pulled out. But it's like Terminator. It's still.
Little red eyes looking at you.
No, there's no lighter.
All of a sudden it melts just, and it turns into a human being.
It just goes. And at that point, I started to stomp on it. And I realized, hey, I've only got slippers on.
Yeah.
So when I go to stomp on it, slippers. I go, ow, ow, crap.
Where did they come with the rabbits?
Yes, just like Ralphie had.
The bunny slippers.
I didn't know you wear slippers.
Sure, I do.
You wear bedroom slippers?
Everybody wears slippers.
I don't wear bedroom slippers.
Casual slippers, my cash slippers.
I do all the time.
Do you really, Rob?
Absolutely.
They're like made by Uggs
or something
like that.
Am I the only non-slipper wearer?
Yes, why? Don't your feet get cold?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I suppose they do, but I throw socks on all sometimes. Right.
What does Carla bring you with your pipe?
She doesn't.
So the slippers didn't get it.
No, because I'm, you know, I stepped on the thing and it had a bunch of metal edges poking out. I was like, ow, God damn, this thing won't die. So I went back inside to the basement where I got me a hammer. Mm-hmm. And I got a big metal hammer.
Did you put your safety goggles on?
Did not.
I don't want to put an eye out.
I just said to her, stand back, darling. This will be sweet. And boom, boom, boom goes the dynamite.
Killed it.
But I have to say, begrudgingly, to the Braun Company.
Really? What a fabulous product.
I salute you. We should make our guys' armor for Iraq out of the stuff that they make.
Look, their stuff lasts forever.
These toothbrushes out of.
I've got two razors from Braun, and I've had two toothbrushes from Braun, and they last for a million years.
Yeah.
And they that rechargeable thing is why, you know, you can't reach in and like grab the. Well, I'm sure they probably had a battery pack in there somewhere.
Right.
You know?
Well, like I said,
it's a chargeable battery.
There was like a 9-volt permanent battery that was in there. But I said, you know, like I said, 5 years, and I looked at it. The thing is corroded to hell.
Yeah,
and it's just,
you clean it.
Janet would clean it.
Right.
That's one of the perks of living with me. You get to clean the gunk out of my toothbrush.
Wow.
You know, actually, during the brief, during the couple of years when I was living by myself, I actually almost was Jerry Lewis in that regard.
Right.
That when the head would get really dirty on the toothbrush, I simply would just toss it away,
sure,
and buy a new one. Never think about cleaning it or cleaning out like all the gunk that gathers underneath.
I would take another toothbrush and I would take one of the old heads,
uh-huh,
and I would use that to scrub the nooks and crannies of the machine and then put a brand new head on it with super piping hot water.
The Braun, does this have like a base that it sits in for charging?
Yes, it does. Yeah, now, it plugs into the wall there, boy.
Carrie has one expensive one that we got.
You'd
from
like
our
it.
Dentist.
It's all white.
Very nice. Mm-hmm. And my teeth sparkling.
Right.
But when it sits in the base, there's no metal exposed on the base,
no,
and no metal exposed on the toothbrush.
No,
correct.
How do it charge?
Induction, a magnetic field, an electromagnetic field generated.
How about
by
that,
the,
huh? Yeah. How about Buzz Burbank right there?
called induction.
Look at that, huh?
It's a Sonicare.
That's cool. That's it. That's what she has on the teeth that she has left.
That's how it works.
And the only other highlight I have for you over the weekend is, again, how someone's mind works. Just it's the difference between the female mind and the male mind, especially when it comes to issues of technology. Now, I had just gotten done on Saturday night having dinner with Jan's former business partner, and all I heard all night was how she used to be just absolutely consumed by work at the top of her field. Right. My God, a champion of industry. She closed this deal. She closed that deal. Like, well, she's so smart. She's so great. And I agree with all of this.
Sure.
I wonder why it is on Sunday she comes to me and she says, I think here's how she put it to me. She said, here was the opening line. I think there's a problem with the roof. Now, we've had 60, 70 mile hour wind gusts this past weekend. I said, "Ooh, what do you mean?" She said, "Well, I started to watch a DVD." And I said, "What does that have to do with the roof?" And she said, "Will you just let me tell you?" And I said,
"That's very, that's a, you know, it's a nuance in your story, but it is a very important nuance the way you just said that. When you say, what does that have to do with the DVD? Will you just let me tell you?
Right.
Is don't, you know, don't interrupt. Let me go on and get the whole story out.
And I'm focused on, what, is there a giant crack in the ceiling?
I don't know how this story is going to end, but let me just say, for the record, that I would really like to say, I think you could have ended it right at that point. That's just a theory I have.
We understand.
Okay, go ahead, Don. Go ahead. But I really think when you said, what does that have to do with the DVD? I really think it could have all been over then. Go ahead.
She said, will you please listen? I said, I would be glad to. She said, okay, you know how we've had the bad wind? Yes, I do. Well, I was trying to watch a DVD. Again, I jumped in. Seriously, you drive me crazy with this. What does this have to do with the roof? She says, will you let me finish, please? The floor is yours, Madam President. And I do that, Madam President.
Right.
Please tell me. She says, okay.
Go ahead, Hillary.
You know we've had wind. Yes. I think something's wrong on the roof. I said, why is that? She said, because I can't watch a DVD.
I'm still waiting.
I said, keeping in mind that I love and respect this woman.
Of course.
Seriously.
You're thinking at this point, let's be understanding.
I said, what does that have to do with the roof? She said, well, since we had all that wind, I thought that, you know, you've got everything going through the house through the satellite. I thought that had something to do with it. And I said,
I thought socks had something to do with that.
I said, now I'm laughing. Well, first, like the TV is on in the other room, right? So we're getting a signal from the satellite.
Satellite's working.
She says, well, yes, but I don't know. What, and I said, but take that out of it. The DVD player doesn't need a satellite dish and doesn't need a roof to work. You just plug the DVD player into the television.
The output of the DVD into the input of the television.
She said, well.
Or receiver or whatever.
She said, I didn't know what was going on, and you were busy, and I didn't want to bother you. I can appreciate that, but you should come tell me that you can't figure out the DVD player rather than telling me that there's a problem with the roof.
Right. Yes.
And she said, well, you come out and you see if you can figure it out. I said, glad to. I go out, and God bless her. I don't know how many times we have been through this exercise. Okay, hi, Jan. This is the remote for the TiVo. And the remote to change channels and everything else. But when you want to go to DVD, you go to this remote and you push input number 3 or TV input or whatever the frig it is. Because she said, I just can't find the thing that says Samsung DVD. But she meant, of course, the screen that comes up when you turn
right.
on the DVD player.
Right.
And I sat there and I said to her, she said, don't laugh at me. I said, listen, it's either laugh or I'm going to go out of my mind with you. I said, you realize we just spent 20 minutes with you telling me there's a problem with the roof. When really, here's the problem. Watch. I pushed one button on the remote, and suddenly it comes up, and the volume is out of control. Loud.
Boom.
The hills are alive with the sound of music.
Halfway through the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, was Maria already at the convent?
Whoa, slow down. Slow down. Like, that's all there was? I said, that's it. She said, well, how could that have happened? I said, well, didn't the power go off yesterday a couple of times? She said, yeah. I said, well, maybe it was power surge. You know, sometimes you just got to just turn it on and turn it off. Like the thing DirecTV tells you all the time. Have you unplugged the unit?
Right. Yeah, reset it.
Reboot. She said, boy, I didn't know that. And I said, boy, I sure am glad. And I started just looking up. She said, what are you looking up at? I said, looking up at the roof.
Yeah. Oh, you had to. You had to rub it in, didn't you?
It went a little south then. Yeah. Just went a little south.
Amazing bastard. Shut up, you bastard. You horrible bastard.
Sorry, a lot of stuff this weekend. I had socializing with people I didn't know. Throwing the toothbrush out. And again, kudos to Braun. The flat stools, there's the cousin that she's with now. There's the whole DVD thing.
I'm glad you had a good experience with your old purchases.
What purchase went bad for you?
I'm not buying anything anymore.
What?
Never again?
No. What? I'm not buying anything. I'm going to use everything I have.
What was the straw that broke the camel's back here?
Mattress.
Oh, my.
Oh, that's right. You got a new mattress.
My God, it came on Friday. I swear to God, I'm never going to buy anything. I'm not going to say I'm not going to buy anything. I'm going to pay attention more. And I really am. I swear to God, I'm going to pay attention. I'm going to pay attention more.
Okay.
I really am. I'm really going to. I'm going to read. I'm going to read warranties. I'm going to read, like, what you're supposed to do if it doesn't work.
Mm-hmm.
Rob Spiewak writes, I told you not to buy used. Rob, I didn't buy a used mattress.
That's good. That's a good start.
I didn't.
Didn't you buy one of those sleep number things?
One of those things that does that, yeah.
Oh.
Right, you told me about
it adjusts on her side and adjusts on my side.
Good. You're very excited. You told me about this off the air on Friday.
Well, I've had a bad back for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. It's my time of year to get my bad back. And so I decided that the mattress that we'd had for, we've only had it for about a year and a half, 2 years, mm-hmm. but it was not performing well. You know, even when we'd rotate it, it's too mushy and stuff. And
right.
So we say, all right, we're going to go out. And we're going to get this, he says. I say
stains.
It's covered with stains.
Of course.
Well, you know, most people put a sheet on it or a mattress pad. But I didn't. But here's the problem. My back is hurting, and I'm not up to crawling around and doing stuff. So the nice thing about this thing, it came on Friday. You buy it. It's expensive.
Mm-hmm.
You buy it. They bring it out. They set it up. And then they say, let it sit for an hour, and then after that, you can lie on it and adjust it to whatever setting you want.
So it's like Jell-O.
And it's, right. Yeah, they wanted to inflate it all the way. It's an air mattress, basically.
Right.
And they want it to stretch out the foam, so they set it to 100, and then after that, you can lie on the thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I wait for about an hour, maybe a little over an hour,
okay.
And I crawl on top of the thing, and I'm like, hey, this is fantastic. And I'm playing with the settings on it, and I've got a little remote control on my side, mm-hmm. and Carla's got a little remote control on her side.
Right. I've been in a hotel, I think I mentioned this before.
That had those?
Where we had this one time, mm-hmm. sure.
So I sit there, and I adjust the thing, and I think I adjusted mine to 70, which is the upper end of firm. So
oh, yeah.
Everything's fine. And Carla comes over and comes back from work, and she tries hers, and hers sets on 80. And I'm like, no, you don't need 80. Yours isn't firmer than mine,
can't
is it?
Right.
Arr, arr, arr. She said, yeah, I want 80. Well, to make a long story short, she sets hers to 80, and then right before we're going to bed, she goes, I said, what? She said, it's not on 80. I said, well, what's it on? She said, it's on 25. It's mushy.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, well, why don't you just reinflate it and see what happens? She goes, okay. I said, how is it now? She's like, fine. So, a half hour goes by. What? She said, it's mushy again.
Mm.
It's on 25.
It's leaking.
Well, to make a long, what?
It sounds like it's leaking.
Well, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
It's leaking, but I didn't realize that, here's what I think. That if it's leaking, you call the number. They have the big help number on the side
right
of the little brochure. And the thing is, I didn't read
all the different warranty stuff, and my back hurts. Like, I'm not into bending a whole bunch lately because really that's why I've got the goddamn mattress in the first place, is because I want to have a mattress that's going to be firm and that I'm not going to have to crawl around. So Carla calls yesterday because I said, I went out and I got the mattress. I waited for the guys to come over and set the thing up. I did one thing smart. The guy says to me, as he's setting up the mattress, he says, you want to leave the box? I said, and I'm getting ready to say, certainly not. Mm-hmm. No boxes. Now. He said, really, if you have any kind of problem, it's really good to keep the box here. So
right
at that point,
there,
I said, yeah, keep the box. I'm thinking something's wrong. You know, the guys come back out, they put it in the box, and you're fine.
Bingo.
So nighttime goes by. It's sucking air out of the thing. Again, it's not working. She calls on Sunday and talks to the guy who says, all right, here's what you need to do. Because it's never just the thing you delivered that I spent all this money for on Friday doesn't work. The guy said it was fine, mm-hmm. said give it an hour, then you lie on the thing, it's okay. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to go through this process. So they say to Carla, hey, once again, we're revisiting this, unplug it. Now, I guess everything's a computer nowadays.
Yes,
I guess
yes,
everything has to boot up and do that. So she unplugs it, plugs it back in, inflates the thing, and the thing goes to 80. She gets on the thing, it's fine. No problem at all.
Good.
We're sitting there. I think I talked to you in the afternoon. I went upstairs.
Oh, yeah.
Everything, she lies on the thing. Just about getting ready to watch our crappy Sunday night television, and I hear, I'm like, no. And this time, for whatever reason, and I have to apologize to her, I'm blaming Carla, although she hasn't done anything. I said, what is wrong with your side of the bed now? My side's working perfectly.
Fine.
She said, it's down to 25. And I put my hand over there, and yeah, it's all squishy. And so this turns into Monday because it's too late to call anybody.
Okay.
And this morning, I have to call the guy. Now, mm-hmm. I've got a bad back. I'm in a little bit of pain. I feel her side. It's down to 15. Well, 15 is like a waterbed with the water emptied out of it.
It's nothing.
It's just this,
right.
You know, you could put fish in there. It's a total smushy thing. So
Not to change the topic, but have you had a colostomy lately?
That's what it felt like, just like when I had my colostomy. So I feel the thing, and I'm like, all right, I'll have to call. I'm going to call the guy at the bed place, and it's just the whole routine that I just wish you could sit there like Bewitched and rub your nose and make a magic gesture and poof, everything would be fine. And here's my philosophy on this, okay? We bought the thing on Friday. We've tried your little fix on Sunday that didn't work.
Right.
You said call back and we'll take care of it. Oh, no, that's not the way it works. No, the way it works is this is what they want to do. They want you to jump through a few more hoops. So I call the guy at the helpline. He's like, may I help you? I said, yes, I've got the bed here. We did the little fix that you wanted us to do. It didn't work last night, so I'm here to get my new mattress. Bring back, you know, have the men come out, mm-hmm. you know, put your little hand in the register, Brad. Bring me out a little mattress and just set it up and take the other one away. No, that's not the way it works. He said, okay, we're going to try. Have you gotten down and taken a look at the gasket seal, blah, 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 you know, and by this time, he's speaking French to me, and I'm like, look, I haven't done any of that. We did your little fix that we were going to do.
I want
a new mattress. I don't want the defective one that you brought.
Question, is this a local store that you're not mentioning, or is this like you buying from if you see something
on
TV?
This is the big, I bought it. It's a local store, but it's a chain. It's a chain.
Here's why I ask, because you can buy these things on TV as well.
Yeah, it's a chain, and they have a little thing out at the mall where I went.
Right,
mistake
I gotcha.
Number two, you know, went out to the mall to buy this thing, bought it very hastily because the back was hurting and I wanted to get this thing put in very quickly. And I thought it would be great. And I'm just, you know, and of course I bought into the advertising like everybody does. And I got the thing and I just want them to take it out and bring me another one. I don't even want to like the refund, even though I've got that option as well. But here's the deal. What they say now, the only thing the guy was going to do, he said he's going to send out a pump and send out a gasket or whatever.
Right.
He's going to send out the town pump. No, he's going to send out the stuff like he's going to ship out the materials, and then I have to call a separate number and arrange the delivery guys to come out because you know why? Because there's one thing this company does. They use a separate company to deliver the installation.
Why don't you go to your third option then at this point?
Like getting rid of it?
Why don't you just say, hey, come take it. I want my money back.
Because there's part of me that, it's funny you mentioned that. My side happens to be working fine. at this stage of the game.
Right.
My side is working quite nicely.
Okay. Yes, clear for you now.
I'm not sure how Carla's going
to
feel
really no need
tonight
to bring
when
it
she.
Back. No need to return it, is there, Mike?
Well, no, it's just I can certainly tolerate the. You know,
I can tolerate
her misery right now. See, that's why we got a two-sided bed. You know, it's got her little. That's the whole idea of these things. They've got her side and your side. That's part of the magic of it.
Let me jump in here.
But he wanted me. Here's the thing. I got a bad back. That's why I bought the stupid thing in the first place. Yeah. And he's got me crawling down on the ground. He goes, "All right, go down behind the bed where the little tube comes out that blows the air in." And I'm like, "I can't do that right now." I'm in pain.
Yeah. No, well, I was just going to say it probably is a pinched hose or a hose that's not.
Well, I have a pinched nerve.
I understand, and you shouldn't have to do that.
Right.
But I just want to say that I've had that same bed for years.
You have?
And I've had no trouble with it. At one point, I thought the pillow, and I called him up, and I said, "I think the pillow top is fitting funny." And before I could finish the sentence, he said, "What's your address? We'll send you a new one, no charge."
Well, that's a pillow top.
Yeah, right.
Well, once you call the guys, if you've had such good luck with them, and help me out here.
I'd love to help.
Well, no, I mean, the guy was cooperative. He said, "We will send out the pump." But, I got to call. Why can't I just say it doesn't work? Come out and fix it.
Yeah, I don't know. But that's
why do I have to get the machine? I mean, this was delivered Friday.
Right.
And I just said, why do I have to get the machine
and
wait for the stuff to come in and then call the guys and set up a separate meeting?
You just started saying the name of this place on the air?
Mm-hmm.
You'd have a new one by the end of the show today. And think about it. It's light outside.
Well, I'm not putting down the product. I'm very enthused about the Sleep Number bed.
What I'm saying is the company that supplied it to you.
In the middle of my test rest.
That's right.
But no, see, the thing that sucks is that I don't advertise. I went out and bought this without anything. And this is the type of thing, excuse me, weight loss pills and mattresses. DJs sell a lot of them.
But you will get preferential treatment if you badmouth them. If you say on the air today, Joe Blow's furniture store screwed up this bed. I just want another bed.
It's not Joe Blow's. It's the whole thing. It's
an actual chain.
It's like I got my bed at McDonald's. Mm-hmm. That's where I got my bed. I mean, that's where. No, stop it. You know what I'm talking about, Hair Spiewak.
With cheese.
So the thing is, you know how I work. I don't want to deal with all the crap. I don't want to deal with all the hassles. The fact is, I paid for this thing. I paid for delivery and installation, and they're supposed to set it up. Bingo, bango, no problem at all. My feeling was, if it's not working properly, you send those guys back out there, and that's it. And he is technically doing that, but he's doing it in kind of a convoluted way where they're sending some materials that I don't know what
I'm
the hell
they're saying.
About.
If you say the name of the place, I bet they get their ass over there to fix it for you faster.
Well, I just did. I just did, right?
No, you didn't.
Well, I don't know. It's the Sleep Number bed.
But who'd you buy it from, though?
The Sleep Number shop.
Oh, so that's an actual.
Oh, and they made a big deal about the fact they're not connected with the people that deliver. You know, it's like you go in.
See,
it's like you're going to one of those little kiosks. You know what I mean?
That's the way.
It's not like Joe's bedding.
I thought you bought it at like one of the anchor stores at a mall. And say, well, like if you bought it at Sears or Macy's, why didn't you just say, hey, Sears or Macy's, give me another bed?
No, I did it.
Select Comfort is the name of the company.
Select Comfort.
They sell the Sleep Number bed.
That's it.
Did you lay on it before you bought it? I mean, like the test number?
Yes, I went out there and I checked it out. And I said, "Hey, this is nice and firm."
Well,
and
I like that.
I went out there and I tested the thing.
Give Mike another bed,
and that's all I want. I just want a new one.
Everybody now, from DirecTV to the cable company to everybody else, farms out their delivery and installation. So he's got to contact their contractor.
That's the thing I hate.
That's everybody now.
That's
everybody
the thing I hate because they. I think really, when you spend the money, they should take on the hassle instead of transferring it over to me.
World we live in,
and for those
that's
of
because
us,
really, and really, to be honest with you, once. I'm not asking for you know to take it back. I'm saying, hey, just give me
make the thing right
because I do like my side and I like the way it felt.
And which side is that, left or right?
I'm on the right side.
Yeah.
Same here.
Are you on the right side?
Yeah.
Are you on the right side?
No.
You sleep on the right side?
Left-hand side guy.
Right. No, hold it. You know what? I am left. I'm not on the right.
Sure, of course.
Carrie's on the right.
There you go.
You need to keep.
What
track
side are you?
Need to keep track of that.
I definitely am left-hand side.
Okay. I'm right. Definitely.
I'm right.
Yeah.
Well, you know why? The right hand is the hand of action. That must be,
unless you're left-handed.
Yeah, right. And both you cats are left-handed.
No, I'm right-handed.
You mean remote stuff?
No.
Like broad,
like boobage, like boobage and
vagina.
I mean, if you're gonna try to put the moves on while your partner is laying next to you, If you're right-handed, it's much easier just to lean over with your right hand.
Well, that means if we travel, Mike and I should room together.
Right.
And Don and Buzz.
In king-size beds.
Because we can split left and right.
In king-size beds.
Well, the boy
I did
dream.
Feel sorry for Carla last night because the thing, hers went down to 25
sure,
or 15.
Feel real bad for her.
I really did. I looked over to her and she was kind of looking up at me from her, from her side. And it's worse now because this morning when I checked it, I did a little check, it was 15.
Down?
It was 15. Yeah. Well,
that's almost nothing.
As long as no, there's nothing. I mean, you're no support.
As long as your side's okay.
My side is, I think it's okay. They said there's a normal, like, range.
I predict that's when the S will hit the fan, when your side.
No, the S hit the, he got F words and S words from me today already. I was that, because I didn't want to go through the exercise.
Were you explaining what you do on the bed?
And you heard it.
S-ing and F-ing. No, but he wanted me to go. He's telling me to go check stuff. I didn't, I know there's
not
a hose back
not
there.
Not in that order. Hello, Don and Mike show.
God forbid.
Don.
And Mike, hello.
And Michael. I know
Mike, hey, Mike, pal.
Please say Mike.
I know the manager that Mike's talking about. Mm-hmm.
What do you mean you know the man? What are you talking? You don't even know where I got the thing.
More than one story.
Come on, Mike. Let's
hey, come on, pal. You don't really know where I got the thing.
No, you don't, Mike.
Yes, I do.
Where'd I get it?
In front of Manhattan Mall. I know
wrong.
Where you got it.
Wrong. You're absolutely wrong.
But maybe you could call the manager of that one and ask him to find
it. No, to be honest with you, I don't have a problem saying where I got it at Fair Oaks Mall.
Fair Oaks.
There you go. Mm-hmm.
Okay, smart guy.
I apologize.
Okay.
Oh, boom. Down goes Frazier. Bye.
But see, when we're talking, when you're talking about like an anchor store or something, it's not that kind of place.
Right.
I understand what you're saying.
It's like the same place that would sell DirecTV or something like that.
Yeah, a corporate storefront
like
Bose
has. Like a kiosk.
Yeah, and they couldn't have been nicer. They were very nice. But it's pretty clear, even when you buy the thing, that once you put your John Hancock there, it goes into the system, and that's it.
Don't you always feel when you buy from one of those kiosks in a mall, Mike's story notwithstanding, that maybe you're buying from someone who's like just a step up from a street vendor.
Uh-huh. Yeah. The kiosk, sure.
Really, they couldn't get their ass together to get a place in the mall, so they throw it together enough to just sell whatever it is.
Well, this was a little more than a kiosk because you do walk in, and they do have the beds in there. But it's just the sample beds, and that's it. It's not like you're going into
it's
a furniture store or even a bedding store.
It's exactly like one of those little like mini Bowflex places at the mall.
It's like the it's like Bose.
Bose does it.
When you see that.
Corporate storefronts.
Hey, and good news for everyone. Speaking of malls, that was lucky enough to get a gift certificate. I'm sure you've heard this, to Sharper Image.
Yes.
Yeah. It's worth dick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are they done?
They're going out of business.
That's that time of year.
The very first thing that they announced was all gift cards are no good.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So if you were thinking about getting that bed, or the chair, the vibrating chair, because that's really, is that the only reason?
Who did them in? Did the other place that's like
Brookstone,
that, Brookstone do them in? Is that business?
I don't know. So.
Wasn't that always the only appeal with Sharper Image, that you would just go sit in that chair and go, oh, pretty cool. What, $3,000? Okay, bye.
Remember when the Sharper Image first came on the scene, though? And then it was about a year later that we all kind of went, okay.
Yeah.
It was all a question of just getting new stuff, and they ran out of new stuff. Mm-hmm. And I think when you run out of new stuff at a store like that, that's
lost interest.
Takes the luster off.
Oh, we got to hit a break here. I will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.